Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
1,000 people have died.
Over 600,000 dead. 600 plus thousand people.
60,000.
60,000.
We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs, lives of millions of people.
And now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
200 million people have died.
205 million people, 1,000 people.
210,000 people have died.
4 million existing billion, 500,000. 50,000, excuse me, 50,000.
A class of 25, you end up having.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass.
Okay, that sounds like it could be bad. Okay.
This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things.
Nothing good has ever come out of New York City.
And for that, I apologize.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I do kiss people on the forehead. I do kiss people on the cheek. I do kiss people on the hand.
I must tell you, that seems a little inappropriate.
I do embrace people. I do hug people.
What? Could I have a hug?
No.
Give me a hug.
No way.
Come here.
I'm not coming over there.
Let's go.
Forget it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Mr. President, given what's happened, don't you think it's time we rename the bridge, the Tappan Zee? Do we really want the name even Mario Cuomo on that bridge? Many people are deeply offended that the name was changed in the first place. What about our history, our Dutch history in New York State? The Tappan, that's the Indian tribe, Native Americans, you know, like the fake Indian. Tappan tribe, Z, Dutch for C. Two of our diverse strands, Mr. President, shouldn't the bridge be renamed? That was the obvious next question. He took about a minute and a half or 2 minutes to respond to the question about the eviction moratorium, and we'll get into that when we come back after the chump line. And then he started walking away, and Taylor said he's going to take another question, and he looks like a zombie in one of the Night of the Living Dead or Dawn of the Dead movie, you know, going up to the mall to try to get in. And then somebody yells something and Taylor says he's going to turn around and take a question. And sure enough, he did. You called it, Taylor.
He can't resist.
He can't resist. I mean, I thought they were waving tapioca pudding in his face to get him to keep moving as slowly as he was, but he stopped again and he took another one. All right. It's time now for the chump line.
Lovey, I'm rather looking forward to the Obama birthday party. I hope he has the Nobel Prize there. As you know, it rightfully belongs to me. If I can abscond with it, it would look marvelous next to the Gardner paintings.
Meaning the stolen paintings from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
Yeah, there's 200 people working Obama's birthday party. At least I know where some of the people at the border are going.
Yeah, I know. I said this in my column for tomorrow. Wouldn't it be a shame, though, if the COVID coordinator was to have someone test positive and they had to quarantine the 500 beautiful people? Restaurant reservations would go unfilled throughout the Hamptons. Oh, it would be a tragedy of the great magnitude, all those private jets just sitting there unused for 2 weeks at the little Martha's Vineyard Airport. The Trump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And as we enter another round of people telling us to follow the science, we can't help but ask, which science? The tobacco industry science, the opioid science, the animal farming science, the fracking science, the big oil science, or just the science they tell us to follow?
Barack Obama's birthday party is going to be so well attended that there'll be representatives from all 57 states.
Yes, and maybe from Hawaii, which, as we all know, is on the Asian continent, as he says.
After a train wreck in front of the Pleasant Street station, they rewarded the operator with a paid vacation. He caused the crash but keeps his cash. Just another public sector abomination.
That's the way it works out. That's the way it's always worked out. Rapid transit, not so rapid, and for the last year or so, not so mass either.
The universal woke philosophy. I mask, therefore I am.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you don't mask, you must be a deplorable. And they can say anything they want about you. Anything.
This is Andrew Cuomo. I'm the victim here. I'm the victim here. They were coming after me.
That's basically what he said. He said, you know, when he found out that this woman that worked for him, Charlotte Bennett, I think she was 25 years old, he was 63. When he found out that she was a survivor of sexual abuse, that's why he decided to start, you know, coming on to her. Because nothing says, you know, I feel your pain, like asking someone to cut. Let's play cut 40 from Cuomo here. Bennett.
They read into comments that I made and draw inferences that I never meant. They ascribe motives I never had. And simply put, they heard things that I just didn't say. Charlotte, I want you to know that I am truly and deeply sorry.
You notice how he said that? They heard things I didn't say. So in other words, it's not just Charlotte. It's somebody else heard it as well. That's a problem for baby Doc, as Chris Plant calls him.
The only roads and bridges Biden wants to fix are the ones from Mexico into the United States.
It's just amazing what they're getting away with down on the southern border. They're destabilizing, basically, long term, the entire country, and they don't care. They don't care in the least. That's their goal. It's amazing. You would think that people who live in the United States would want the United States to remain a safe, secure nation, and not be overwhelmed with people who can't support themselves, who don't speak English, who have and are, to a disproportionate percentage, criminals.
Does the infrastructure bill include funding for upgrades to the Chappaquiddick Bridge?
You know what? If they quarantine all the beautiful people there because someone tests positive, they're going to have 2 weeks to have a lot of nice tours around the island. They can take them down one day to the bridge where Mary Jo drowned. One day they can take them over to where they were shooting the gay porn. Remember that? They just settled that case out of court the other day. One day they can have swimming. They can have swimming between Chappaquiddick and Edgartown, you know, like Ted did. It seems like it's a kind of a rough swim, but Ted did it after having 17 drinks that night, or so he said.
If you don't get jabbed there, you can't go anywhere. New York, New York.
Sir, welcome to the flight to New York City. Have you got a vaccine passport? No, I don't. Well, you're allowed to fly to New York. You just can't leave the plane. You can just we'll just fly you back to Cincinnati on the return flight.
Hey there, Howard. It's your favorite senator calling, Lindsey Graham. Well, I'll be. This here infrastructure bill got me thinking of a Beatles song. I am a rhino, they are the rhinos, and I have COVID. Cuckoo, achoo!
See, this houseboat party that Joe Manchin had gets weirder and weirder. The senator from South Carolina tests positive for COVID, and now yesterday, Manchin showed up at the Capitol, and he had a big bandage over one of his eyes. He got a big gash at this party. This was a hell of an event they had with all these senators on the boat. One of them gets smashed in the head, and another one gets COVID. I wonder what else happened.
Charlie Parker here. I told you not to get rid of those masks. Did you listen? No. Now you have to buy new ones.
I got an email yesterday from this clothing store, an online store, and it said, it's time to upgrade your masks. No, it's not. No, it's time to find a new place to go if they impose the mandates again.
It's bad enough Barack Obama spent millions of dollars for a seaside mansion during global warming. But isn't he worried that 700 or 800 people on his property at one time could capsize the island?
That's right. Can we get a ruling on that from Congressman Hank Johnson? Did he ever get out of jail after he was arrested last week or 2 weeks ago at that demonstration? 339 says they can take a tour of the bar where Kevin Spacey molested Heather Unruh's son. Was that on Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket? I can't. It was Nantucket. Was it? Where was it, Taylor? It was the Vineyard or Nantucket. Yeah. Yeah. Those of us who aren't beautiful people, sometimes we get them confused. You know, there's one you don't get confused though. North Shore Island. You know why? Because you can't go there unless your name is Forbes, as in John Forbes Kerry.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call 844-500-4242. Leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We press 2 for the chump line. Leave a message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear more messages from the chump line, we have a new chump line every evening around 7 o'clock that we post. It's called Chop Chumps. It's the messages that didn't make the one you just heard. And you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And as we enter another round of people telling us to follow the science, we can't help but ask, which science? The tobacco industry science, the opioid science, the animal farming science, the fracking science, the big oil science, or just the science they tell us to follow?
If you don't get jabbed there, you can't go anywhere. New York, New York.
Yeah. When was the last time you said, you know, I haven't been down to New York in a long time. I really want to get down there. I haven't said that in a long, long time. Now I'm even less likely than ever to say it. I'm back in New England, and of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I wait to come home to the best, Dr. Bruce Houghton. I've said it before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all these new protocols since the virus, but I have enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place. Many of these new devices put you in a state of total relaxation when you're getting work done on your teeth. Believe it or not, it's more relaxing to go to the dentist now than it was before the pandemic. Or at least it is if you go to Perfect Smiles and see Dr. Bruce Houghton. If you put off your dental care for 18 months, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gums, you're not going to be happy. And the longer you wait, the more expensive and the more painful it's going to be to get your mouth back in shape. From complete reconstructive work to veneers to everything else involving dental care, Perfect Smiles can do it all for you. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy. It's right off the main drag in Nashua, New Hampshire. They have free parking and plenty of it. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles, and that's why I book my appointments way out. Give them a call today at 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You won't regret it. They make going to the dentist a pleasure, and they'll do the best job on your teeth you've ever seen. You can see my before and after video at PerfectSmiles.com. Call them today, and don't forget to let them know Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Traveling around New England and having a hard time finding Howie?
In Amity, you say yad.
They're in the yard, not too far from the car.
Just go to HowieCarShow.com to find a station near where you happen to be. The Howie Carr Show.
Places that have offered the $100,000, that'd be really good. I'd go back and get vaccinated three times. But all kidding aside, offered the $100 to get vaccination.
Nobody thought you were kidding. What would lead you to believe anyone thought you were joking, Mr. President? You're a career grifter. Everybody in your family is a grifter. They've all gone to alcohol rehab and small claims court and probate court, for that matter, denying their paternity of their little child, Burisma, whose mother was a stripper. Sounds like a country music song. Acting in self-defense shouldn't mean you have to kill someone. When defending my life and my family's, our survival is my number one priority. Thanks to Taser, I'm ready. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com/Howie. Spelled TASER.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever provide a vaccination passport in order to enter a restaurant?
No, I would not.
91% say no.
Even if I were at the Chanticleer Inn on Nantucket. Just saying, one of my daughters went over there last week on the ferry, and she brought back a restaurant guide. So I was thumbing through it for the Chanticleer, and I didn't see anything. And I thought, man, now that Kerry has downsized off the island to Martha's Vineyard, did the Chanticleer go out of business? But it's still there. And one of the VIPs said, yeah, they have hamburgers for $30. Little did the VIP know about the inflation under Joe Biden. It's now $31. $31, and everything has adjectives to describe it. You know, it can't just be pate. It's got to be Judith, and it can't be bluefish fish pate. It's got to be Judith Point bluefish pate. Did they card it before they caught it to know that it was from Judith Point? We don't have tomato salad. We have chopped heirloom tomato salad. So I think that John Kerry should take them over on his boat if they get quarantined for 2 weeks. And he should pick up the tab, or I should say his second wife's first husband's trust fund should pick up the tab for the party. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Hello, Howie. I used to listen to you in Maine, and I moved down to Florida. I missed you, so I had to log in to listen to you. But listen, no one's ever talking about this vaccine passport and requirement. It is a strict Fourth Amendment violation. All your personal information, your data, even to get, poked, as people like to say, with the mRNA changes your DNA possibly, it still is, you have your right to your own body, to be protecting your own body. I mean, the Fourth Amendment, all Fourth Amendment issues, I won't even let people take my temperature because that's my personal information. Call me crazy, Howie, but this is a strict violation of the Bill of Rights, and we need to fight that.
I know what you're saying, Jason, in an abstract intellectual way. I don't want to get hassled at the airport. I'll put up with the it is an intrusion into my personal liberties. I agree with you. And, I don't criticize anybody who doesn't want to get the vaccination. And, I've noticed I'm taking a little heat, for say that Howie's a rhino for getting vaccinated. I just want to be left alone. That's all I want to do. That's what it comes down to. Totally. All right. 844-500-4242-508. Get vaccinated 3 times for $100. Why bother? Just have Hunter paint a couple of paintings. I know, you know what? I mean, yeah, when you're getting $500,000 for, just spilling some paint on a canvas, what do you need to worry about a C note? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I've got the sound turned down, but I'm thinking that they're playing funeral march music on CNN. Wolf Blitzer looks like someone just ran over his new puppy.
The report was damning and tough to read, and so we stand by those comments.
Oh,
and one further question.
Oh, they're talking about other stuff. They're talking about other stuff. They're asking about the report. I think they were talking about the report on January 6th. They're back to that. Another one of their security blankets, COVID and Delta variant and anything to change the subject. Oh, they were? Because they had the wrong Chiron then.
All right, let's talk about the very sad news we're also following today in light of a fourth police officer.
We're back
officer.
To that. Another police officer committed suicide. I mean, come on. 844-500-4242. Before we go back to talking about the Cuomo situation, I wanted to mention this rental evictions fiasco. We talked about it late last night, and Biden was asked about it today, and he actually said something that for him is a very rare moment. He said something sensible. He said that there's a lot of money at the state level, and if the states could just get the money out to the landlord, not to the tenants, to the landlords, that a lot of these problems could be taken care of. And he just went on and on about it. But, there was a great editorial about it today in the Wall Street Journal. And what happened was they passed this last fall, an eviction moratorium, when a lot of people were out of work. And it applied to all rental housing and tenants who earned less than $99,000, $198,000 for couples, who claimed they'd lost income from the pandemic, which was everybody claimed that. They just had to check the box. Yes, I lost because of the pandemic. So you couldn't evict them, it was a crime to evict them. So it ran out. The Supreme Court said, you can do this, but you need an act of Congress. You can't just do it by executive department bureaucratic fiat. And so the House couldn't get the votes to pass it, so it ran out over the weekend. Cue the political panic, says the Wall Street Journal. President Biden implored Congress to extend the ban because only $3 billion of the $46 billion in rental relief that Congress appropriated has been distributed. But as the Wall Street Journal says, whose fault is that? Not the landlords. The state and local bureaucracies in charge of distributing the aid have been hobbled by inefficiency. And some tenants without the immediate threat of eviction haven't bothered to apply. This is what happens when people become inured to government protection and subsidies. They assume it will never end. Has Congress heard of incentives and human nature? And one of our VIPs today is a landlord from Springfield. And he said he has to go down and get people to sign the forms to keep it going. They're just sitting there. They haven't paid rent in months. And they're just sitting there like bumps on logs. You know, getting the free checks, getting the EBT cards, not having to pay their student loans. So they just figure it's just going to continue forever. And he has to go down and sign them up to get the money. As the Wall Street Journal says, the economic emergency is long past and many landlords are struggling to pay their mortgages and utilities. The moral imperative now is to let landlords collect rent so they can stay in business and avoid bankruptcies that would lead to cascading damage throughout the rental housing market. Speaker Pelosi is vowing to bring the evictions ban back to the House floor for another vote, no doubt to portray Republicans as heartless. But this is a mess made in Washington and state capitals. Your government at work. Exactly. Exactly. So let's listen one more time to Biden talking about how Cuomo should resign, Andrew Cuomo. And he says he's not, so far, anyway.
Back in March, you said that if the investigation confirmed the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
Yeah. So it's 165 pages. It's pretty devastating. They interviewed, I think, 175 people. And again, there are witnesses to some of these events, which made it very, very odd that Cuomo just came right out afterwards. And he apparently had gotten an advanced copy of the report or had a good idea what was in it, because he seemed to be reading from a prepared text less than an hour after the original press conference. And he denied everything. He denied everything. It was amazing. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. In the interest of public safety, with what went on with Lindsey Graham and Manchin, plus Obama's birthday party coming up, don't you think we should contact trace all these people?
You know what? That would be a good idea, John, to contact trace them. I think that the COVID coordinator should just randomly test people. First, what I would randomly test is Oprah, you know, and then Steve Spielberg, and then everybody in Pearl Jam. All the beautiful people should learn what it's like for the hoi polloi, don't you think, John?
Absolutely, and we should follow them around for a week just to make sure they're not spreading the infection. Let's track every move they had and report it on a public database.
Thank you, John. That's what I'm saying. It would be funny. Oh, I'm the if you haven't met me, I'm the COVID coordinator. Someone has tested positive. One of the illegals that was passing around the deviled eggs a few minutes ago. You're all going to have to stay here for 2 weeks. But that's okay. John Kerry's got his boat around. He's going to take you to Nantucket for lunch. He's going to pick up the tab for a smash burger. It's the Chanticleer Inn. $31. You have to leave the tip, though. 844-500-4242. Here's how out of control Andrew Cuomo was. It's one thing to grope a woman, I guess, if you're a serial perv, when you're in your private quarters and there's nobody watching and there's no security cameras on. But that's not the only place where Cuomo liked to grope people. This is Ann Clark, the lawyer who was half of the team that wrote the report. Cut 14.
At one event in September 2019, while having his picture taken with an employee of a state entity, the governor grabbed this young woman's butt. At another event in May of 2017, the governor pressed and ran his fingers across the chest of a woman while reading the name of her company, whose logo was on her chest.
You know, it's always a bad thing when there's a report accusing a male of grabbing a woman's butt. In this case, there were multiple. She used that phrase, grabbing her butt, repeatedly. And then this is Charlotte Bennett. That's the girl she's 25 years old. That's the one he said he approached her because she was a sexual assault victim. Cut 16.
When talking about potential girlfriends, he said he thought he could date women as young as 22, knowing that Miss Bennett was 25 at the time. He asked her whether she had ever been with older men. He told her that he was lonely and wanted to be touched.
He told it to a sexual assault victim that he wanted to be touched. And again, remember, he's old enough to be her grandfather, too. Oh, boy. What did Joe Biden say about Andrew Cuomo before today? Cut 12.
I think Governor Cuomo is capable of being president. I think he's a great guy.
He's capable of being president. He's a great guy. Great guy. But he's not just capable of being president, is he? Mr. Dementia Joe Biden, cut 10.
And the answer is, I don't fully know. We've been leaving it to the governors. Thank God the governors have been moving. Your governor of New York's done one hell of a job. I think he's sort of the gold standard.
Sort of the gold standard. Back to Annie Clark to discuss the actions of the gold standard. Cut number 8.
On November 16th, 2020, in the executive mansion, the governor hugged executive assistant number 1 and reached under her blouse to grab her breast. This was the culmination of a pattern of inappropriate sexual conduct, including numerous close and intimate hugs, where the governor held her so closely that her breasts were pressed against his body, and he sometimes ran his hands up and down her back while he did so.
Andrew, you're a little confused. You're not a Kennedy. You were just married to one, okay? Only Kennedys can get away with that kind of stuff. Well, Democrats can in general. So after Lindsey Boylan comes forward, and this is my favorite part of the scandal. It won't get that much play, but it's so classic, so classic. So let's start with cut 22.
Within hours of Ms. Boylan's December 13th, 2020 tweet alleging sexual harassment, key members of the governor's inner circle had obtained confidential memos, ones that were stamped attorney-client privileged. They were primarily about an interaction between Ms. Boylan and an assistant. They then redacted the names of individuals other than Ms. Boylan and started sending the memos to reporters.
But, you know, who cares if somebody's dating a coworker or something like that? You've really got to turn up the heat on the charges against Lindsey Boylan. So what did they do? They mentioned the T word, Trump. Yes, Trump. Cut 23.
The letter attacked Ms. Boylan for alleged conduct at work, for alleged conduct with men other than the governor, as well as postulating various political conspiracies, including that Ms. Boylan was funded by far-right Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
So, of course, being the principled individual and statesman that he is, Cuomo immediately vetoed these scurrilous lies that were going to be circulated about Lindsey Boylan.
Very fakeness.
Right, Annie? Cut 24.
The governor was arguing for the release of that letter. He was finally convinced to abandon it by a number of people who thought the letter was a bad idea, in part because what was in the letter couldn't be substantiated, and because they thought that victim shaming would be bad as a strategy.
As a strategy. Not bad in general, just as a strategy. All right, 844-500-4242. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right. goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
Gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
207 says, great coverage of the Cuomo bombshell, but you are missing one thing. Has his mother Matilda been reached for comment?
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
Waltz and Matilda. And Tap Dancing Fredo is due on the air at 9 o'clock. I can't imagine he's going to be on. 844-500-4242. The New York Post has just printed a picture of Cuomo with the executive assistant number one, who he allegedly groped in his office in the executive mansion. And it's right after he did it, and he's got a big smirk on his face. And he said that she decided to take the picture just because she wanted to show that she was really there. And I'm just looking for the as she held up the camera, Cuomo, this is from the report, moved his hand to grab her butt cheek and began to rub it for at least 5 seconds. That's according to the report. What a perv, huh? Adrian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adrian.
Hi, Howie. First of all, You should have put a warning on that when she read that, because that just made me get sick in my mouth. That was disgusting.
Sorry.
But she, that was so bad. Long time, many times. So I was just saying that if he gets impeached or kicked out, Andrew, I'm hoping they take the Cuomo bridge with them.
That's what I said, too. Or they don't have to take the bridge. I mean, the bridge, which they just rebuilt 3 or 4 years ago, is already falling apart. The other bridge lasted 60 years, and then they replaced it, and the new bridge is falling apart. That great, that's Union made. But I at least wanted to change the name back to the Tappan Zee. Thanks for the call, Adrian. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
So I agree with the people who are saying that what he did in killing thousands of seniors is much worse than this. But this is pretty disgusting. And my question is about the Attorney General of New York's actions. Here she's laid out all these charges, and she said this is criminal.
Yeah.
But she's not charging him.
I know. Wasn't it, the way she laid it out? Like, this is criminal, and this is a violation of civil and criminal law. And then they said, so what are you going to do about it? And she said, we just wanted to issue the report.
I mean, I just was left with the impression afterwards that she's basically standing there holding a political gun to Andrew Cuomo's head.
Well, she...
Monique,
she did more than hold it to his head. She pulled the trigger. I mean, he's done. He's done now. I mean, she hired these people. These two lawyers were pretty impressive, I must say. June Kim is the former federal U.S. assistant U.S. attorney, and Ann Clark is a private lawyer, and she's in employment law. They were very good. And, they had a lot of credibility as they read the charges, but she just took him out. I mean, it was a political document, and it was kind of ironic, as Andrew McCarthy mentioned in his column on the National Review, that she would say that the Attorney General said, the governor tried to politicize the report. I mean, she took him out of the governor's race. He's not going to run for reelection. She's now I would assume she's the favorite. Or maybe the lieutenant governor, who's now going to become the acting governor. She's from upstate New York. Maybe she's the favorite now. I don't know. She also called for Cuomo to resign. Just about everybody has called, except for Fredo and Don Lamone and Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper. That's That's his last group. Barney Frank always used to say, you know who your hardcore supporters are. They're the people that are with you even when you're wrong. And that's all that Cuomo's got left. Thanks, Monique. We're going to take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. 413 says all this controversy elevates Cuomo to 2024 presidential status with the Dems. What did Rush used to say about things like this? It's a resume enhancer for the Democrats. Not in every case. This was a little too much. I'm Howie Carr.